This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Fully vaccinated officials who work with the White House and Congress tested positive for COVID-19 this week amid concern about cases after a small outbreak among a group of Democratic state legislators from Texas who are currently staying in the area. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced Tuesday that a White House aide tested positive on Monday. She said the staffer remains off campus and is experiencing mild symptoms. Contact tracers who are part of the medical unit also determined that the person had no close contacts with President Joe Biden. In addition to the White House staffer, a staff member for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also tested positive for COVID-19. According to her office, the unnamed staffer hadn't come into contact with the California Democrat since the exposure. The Pelosi staffer tested positive after exposure to Texas lawmakers who are visiting Washington, some of whom tested positive for COVID-19 over the past few days. People who are fully vaccinated can still test positive for the virus. Experts refer to these situations as breakthrough cases. But medical authorities also note that those who are inoculated have a significantly lower chance of serious illness, hospitalization, and death if they're infected, and many only experience mild symptoms. Iraqi families laid to rest loved ones on Tuesday who were killed in a deadly bombing that claimed at least 30 lives just hours earlier in a busy market in Iraq's capital. The funerals were held for the victims of the blast the night before in a crowded market in a Baghdad suburb. The military said in a statement that at least 50 people were wounded in the attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, which occurred a day before the Eid al-Adha holiday, when many residents were out shopping for gifts. From Washington, this is VOA News.